gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1209. This is your host, Danny Pena, and I'm recording this episode solo. There's no Pete, there's no Paris. They're going to be joining me next time here. But don't worry, we have some cool content coming up. Plus, we're going to be covering Summer Game Fest, Xbox Showcase, maybe Star Wars Celebration, because I'm going there for work. So I'm planning of taking my recording over there for some content for GTR. So we'll see. Got some cool stuff coming up. And shout out to everybody who's watching the live stream, because I'm doing this solo, of course. Let's give a shout out to everybody that's on. Let's do this right now, man. Shout out to everybody. King Blaze, Mr. BLT, Cool672, iHeart Dogs, Ruler21 Live. Shout out to all of you guys, man. Thank you for joining me. We're in this together, right? All in this together. All right, guys. So I have a couple things to talk about here. I'm going to talk about the Starfield getting delayed to 2023. I have fan questions. I believe we have like five questions. There might be more from the chat. So if you guys have any questions, post them here, and we'll talk about it. All right. Now, a couple of announcements. There's one I can't really say what it is just yet, but you will find out later this week. It's happening sometime this week. A project that I worked on with my wife, Rihanna, and also Paris. And I think sometime early this week, we're going to announce it. I just don't know when exactly. So make sure to follow us on Twitter. You will see the announcements there. And they're going to be really, really cool. The second announcement, this is from me. Microsoft interviewed me, Microsoft Latino, and they partnered with Vice, and I talked about my journey as a content creator, podcasting, all that good stuff. That's happening sometime this week. So if you follow Vice through their social media, you will see a special video content that I created for them, and that's going to come out. Microsoft Latino, they're going to have a blog post. It's actually two blog posts. One is about me and another there you go. It's about me and somebody else that's also been in the game industry. And the second part is a Q&A, which I give advice to the next generation of Latino, Latinx, that also trying to get into the gaming industry. Doesn't matter if it's from the developer side, content creation side. It's a great, great conversation. And I think you guys are going to enjoy it. So that's happening later this week. It's going to be dope. Really dope. So the story behind that, before I continue with the show, is last year during Hispanic Heritage Month, that was sometime in September, Microsoft contacted me. They wanted to do an interview about my life as a content creator and everything. We did it. And I don't know what exactly happened. It never came out during that time, but they contacted me several times from last year and also this year. And we're finally going to release it. And that's going to be really, really cool. But this time is a partnership with Vice. So that's really, really awesome. So you're going to see a TikTok video on Vice that's from me and also on Instagram. They asked me some Q&A questions and I answered and everything. Now, the crazy part about that is I recorded that when I got back from Vegas after our wedding. So if you see the video, I was extremely tired. My voice was not 100%. I was very, very exhausted. And after that, I had to do Gamespeed with Reggie Fizeme. And then I hosted Gamespeed for 2 days after that, virtually. And I was extremely tired. I had no days off. So that's why I left in the middle of the night in Las Vegas, came over here just to do that interview. So I hope you guys enjoy it. It's coming out. It's coming out sometime this week. I don't know if it's tomorrow, Tuesday. Sometime this week it's coming out. So I can't wait. And please let me know your thoughts about it once everything is official, okay? All right, so let's go with the news. But first, head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is just search for GamerTag Radio. We're there. Subscribe, follow us, and post your review. Doesn't matter if it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It takes a couple seconds. Post your honest feedback about GTR. And the more you review us, the more other people will discover us. So please, go ahead right now. Take your time. Review us. It will help us out so, so much, man. We give you free content every week. Multiple free content throughout the years. All I'm asking is for you guys to post a review. Actually, if you go right now to Spotify, we have 237 reviews just on Spotify alone. I know through the Apple Podcast, I think we have like close to like 500 or something or so. So yeah, please continue to review us. It's going to help us out so much. All right.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so let's talk about this this Starfield getting delayed. So I saw this news when I think it was online. I saw it through, I think it was like Bethesda's official account announcing that the game got delayed. I'm not going to lie, I was very disappointed hearing this news. And it hurts, man, because that was the biggest game that's coming out in this year, 2022. And now that the game is getting delayed, I mean, I don't know what Xbox is going to do overall for the rest of the year. I know 2023 is going to be a better year, of course, when it comes to content and everything like that. But Redfall's not coming out, and Starfield's not coming out. And the timing was just strange because, excuse me, I think a couple days before that, there was pictures from the team, from Xbox, and even from P. Hines. Phil Spencer and Aaron Greenberg, were there at the studio, and they got to meet all the team from Bethesda. And I was like, man, they're probably getting ready for the showcase and everything. Oh, man, it's going to be exciting. But then they announced that the game is getting delayed. Again, I understand where they're coming from. One of the things that Bethesda is so known is to have buggy games. If they take their time, I prefer a better polish and a better experience while playing Starfield and even Redfall 2. Redfall is a little bit different, and that's like more like Back 4 Blood, Left 4 Dead, like that type of vibe. I also wanted a better experience with that too. You know what I'm saying? So I get everybody's really, really angry, and I've seen all kinds of weird tweets online of people saying that Phil Spencer shouldn't be the head of Xbox or something like that. I really don't get it, man. Don't get it at all. Look, I get that people are angry and disappointed, but everything could change by the time we get to see the presentation from Xbox next month, June 12th in the morning. We're going to see a presentation from them. And I think depending on that, depending on the presentation, that's going to change everybody's opinions about it, man. You know what I'm saying? So we got to give them some time about that. And here's the thing. If the game would have been released in November and is buggy, you guys would have been complaining too. I prefer for Xbox to delay the game. And even though we're not happy about it, delay the game. Once it comes out sometime next year, we're going to have a better experience, man. I'd rather have studios who take their time, work on the game for us to have a better experience more than anything. I don't want a situation where I'm excited about a game. For example, Cyberpunk came out and it was not a great experience. I'm playing and the character disappears. It gets buggy. It's unplayable. Come on. You guys don't want that, right? You pay $60 for that, or you pay monthly Game Pass subscription and you're playing that game two, 3 years or two, and all this stuff is happening? No. I'd rather take my time, have a better experience, delay the game. It's all good, man. It's all good. Now, the part that hurts is what else is coming out this year? It's been kind of dry. It's been really, really dry when it comes to like Xbox game studios. I know we have games from third parties and independent games. It's all good and everything, but the thing that Xbox needs to do is show the roadmap of things that's coming out in the future to get us excited. Because if there's nothing this year, first party wise, it's going to remind me of 2020 when the Xbox Series X and S came out. There was some third party content, but there was nothing when it comes to first party. Halo Infinite got delayed, etc. You know what I'm saying? So, but for those in the chat watching this right now, please let me know your thoughts about all this. Are you guys okay that both games got delayed? Are you excited about other things, other games? You know, now the question that I do have for everybody too is, what's next? Are we going to see a new Forza game coming out this year? It's been a while. We haven't seen anything, right? I know Forza Motorsport was supposed to come out or is coming out sometime this year or next year. But we haven't heard anything from Xbox about it, man. So we'll see. We shall see. All right, so we have another question here. This is a question from in the chat for those who are listening to the podcast. Gabri Goros, he says, do you think we'll see either of them at the showcase in June? That's a great question. So I was on Kind of Funny S-Cast. Make sure to check out the latest video there. And we were debating about this. Like, I was like, man, if they show that, it might get people angry because the game is delayed and all that stuff, you know. And the other side too, is it the right time to show that? If you want to show confidence for Xbox and show a lot of people that, yo, we got stuff coming. It's not only about Starfield. Show that at a different time. Show it maybe during Gamescom or something like that, right? Or a different digital showcase and just show 100% no Starfield, no Redfall, and just show us a bunch of other content, man. Obsidian, Avowed, Fable, maybe some Forza. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some Gears. There's some rumors that we might see a new remaster of Gears of War 2. I don't know if that's true or not. But show us a bunch of other stuff that is not Starfield and Redfall and wait for the right time to show those two games and get people excited. Do you think that's a good idea? Let me know. Because I feel if Xbox show those games, if they show those games through the showcase, it might get people pissed off. I don't know. That's just me. I don't know if everybody feel the same about this, man. Please let me know in the chat. But I feel that you got to be really, really careful if you show those games. Personally, for me, it all depends on the messaging from Xbox. All depends on that. So we'll see. All right. So I have a couple questions here that I'm going to answer because people have been sending me all kinds of cool questions. So let's go to the first one here, and this is from Eric, all right? And it's time for fan mail.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
All right, so shout out to Eric. He's from all the way from Michigan. He wrote, hey guys, hope life is treating you well. I'm a very passionate about video games, both playing and just being part of the general community. He dreamt about one day working in the gaming industry, but he says he has reservations increasingly because of the toxic nature of the gaming industry. There seems to be constant flow of anger and resentment from the gaming community towards developers, game journalists, and influencers. With that alone, he asked, do you think it's worth working in the gaming industry? What advice do you have for anyone who might be interested in doing so? Eric from Michigan. Eric, thank you so much for sending me that question. And here's the thing, man. Continue to work hard to be part of the gaming industry, because the only way we're going to see changes The only way is people like you, they're not toxic. You joining the gaming industry, you could be the person that could change everything, man. You know, same thing with me, with Paris, with Pete. We're in the industry. We're trying to change it. We want the industry to change. We want representation. We want diversity in there, man. You know, all types of different people to be part of the industry, man. And we're trying to make that change. There's other people that we know from the gaming industry that are trying to do the same exact thing. Because here's the thing, man. If you don't join and you just see what's going on, or other people just complaining and not doing anything, that's not going to help. But if you become part of the gaming industry, you have an opportunity to make a huge, huge change, man. So don't be discouraged on either being a developer or a content creator or even a journalist because of the stuff that you see online, man. There's more good people than bad people, man. Of course, the bads are going to outshine because people always will promote that. But again, you have an opportunity to make a huge, huge change, man. So don't be discouraged. Do your thing. And please, give us an update once you're in it, or whatever it is, gaming development and content creation, man. I would like to know how's that going, all right? All right, so let's go. This is another question. Let's see. All right, this is from John Wiki. He says, what is the big game release for this fall? Second, what is your most anticipated game to be released for 2022? Sounds like the same question. So shout out to John. As of right now, it was Starfield, but now it got delayed. I got this question way before we heard that the game was going to get delayed. I don't know. Like, I think depending on the showcase, I would like to see some new IPs, either from the independent side or AAA side. But there's a couple games that I'm excited for, and I'm very, very curious. I want to play Mario Rabbids 2. I think that's going to come out between now, 2022, to April 2023, around there. I also want to play the new Avatar game because I'm a huge Massive fan. They worked on The Division. I know they're working on the new Star Wars game. But Avatar is also another game from Ubisoft that's coming out soon. And even though I played this a long time ago at E3, Skull and Bones, I'm curious to see what type of new game, how that game is going to look now. Because that game got delayed a couple times. And they restarted the development multiple times. I think this is from Ubisoft Singapore. So those are the three games from the Ubisoft side. But everything else is a wait and see because I'm waiting for Xbox to announce these games during the showcase. So we'll see. All right, let's go to the next question. Let's see. Let me go to my email here. And sorry, this is a real time here. All right, so this is from Hurricane Rules. Shout out to Hurricane. Hurricane, please let me know where you're from. Okay, it's good to know your location. We'll give a shout out to your city, man. All right, so what's up, GTR? I'm listening to EchoCast, and he mentioned maybe a Call of Duty studio could take a crack at Halo. That sounds dope to me. Halo with the gameplay and feel of Call of Duty? Hell yeah. What do you think? So, as of right now, it's not official that Activision is part of the Xbox Game Studios. And the exciting part about all that is, yes, we might see studios to collab, work on other projects. Like, for example, let's make believe, Double Fine working on the new Banjo game, let's just say, right? Call of Duty helping with the development of Halo with 343. That's possible too. That part I'm excited because now there's more people to help out with any type of development, not only with Halo, but any other type, right? And the good thing is, from the Activision side, yo, a lot of those studios are probably tired of working Call of Duty. They probably want to work on some new projects. So that's the part I'm very, very excited about, you know? Like, for example, Playground Games, they're working on the new Fable game, and they're known I'm working on Forza Horizon, you know, so I'm curious how Fable is going to look from the team. So, yeah, I could see this happening. I could definitely see this happening, man, for sure. Now, is it going to be exactly like Halo, like Call of Duty? No, I don't think so. I don't think so, man. All right. So, if you guys have any other questions here in the chat, please send it in. I will also we'll talk about it. All right. So, we have a couple listeners here that are saying that I hope they show Fable in June, Xbox. Look, man. I know there was a bet with me in Paris. I mentioned that I would love to see, and I think we're going to see, Fable in June. He says, no, that's not going to happen. And the bet is, I think Fable is coming out first, then Avowed. He thinks, shout out to Paris, that Avowed is coming out first, and then Fable. We'll see. I don't know who's going to win. I'm just doing this for fun. But I would love to see a Fable gameplay during the showcase. I think that would be cool. Get people excited. Because one of the things I mentioned, not only here on GTR, for years I mentioned this. And even on the latest episode of S-Cast, kind of funny S-Cast, I mentioned the thing that I hate the most when a company announces a game and we don't hear anything about the game for years. Now, I did say in the past, if a company announces a game and they give us updates, I'm okay with that. But if it's showing a game and there's no dates and there's nothing and it's been 4 or 5 years, what was the point of that, man? Now, I know there's developers that mentioned this to me on Twitter that usually companies would do that. Let's say they'll announce Perfect Dark, right? Xbox was announced last year. They want the developers to get excited to also apply to the studio and get more people to work on that game. That part I get. What I don't like is they show a game, a trailer, during E3 or during any digital showcase to get people excited so you could go and pre-order the system, and then crickets after that. There's no other updates, nothing like that. I don't like that at all. That's personally for me, is really frustrating seeing that, man. PlayStation did it for years, and now Xbox is kind of doing it, and I'm not a fan of that at all. You know, Nintendo did that with Metro Prime 4. They did it with Bayonetta, and it's been years. It's been years. We're finally going to get Bayonetta sometime this year. We don't know exactly when, but it's frustrating seeing that, man. It's very, very frustrating. Usually, back in the days, it was, okay, we show a trailer, right? 1 year. A year later, we show gameplay, and then the game releases. But now it's like trailer, crickets, and maybe show something else. I don't know. It's annoying. I don't like it. All right, another question here. Do you think there will be any collaboration between Xbox and Sega on a Sega wanting to bring old titles back? You know, that's a great question. And there's been rumors that Sega is going to bring back a lot of the old IPs. They're doing either new games or remasters, and it's coming out in the future. I know we talked about this a couple times, a couple weeks back, that Sega is working on a new Jet Set Radio and a new Crazy Taxi, but these games is going to be free to play. Now, the part that I'm a little bit worried about that is we got Phantasy Star Online 2, right? It just came out, I think, like 2 years ago or a year ago or so. And it's free to play. There's not a lot of content in there, man. Not a lot of content. So a game like Crazy Taxi, which I think it will be a lot easier to play that one and create content, but if Jet Set Radio is open world, what other things are they going to do in the game, man? I don't know. That part I'm kind of like, I'm excited for Jet Set Radio because I'm a huge fan. But man, I don't know. It's hard to do free-to-play games, man. Like, look at Halo Infinite. I love the game. It's fun. But there's not a lot of content. Right now, Season 2 came out. And now the next season is going to be the end of the year. I don't know, man. That part, I'm kind of like, all right. Now, it is possible that we might see some exclusive announcements or a marketing deal with Sega and Microsoft. You know, if you go back in the history books, even during the Sega Dreamcast days, there was a partnership with Microsoft and Sega. If you have the Dreamcast, I think there was in the system, there was a logo of Microsoft CE. And when Dreamcast wasn't happening anymore, this was like they shut down production on that. There were games that were supposed to come out on Sega Dreamcast, and it came out exclusive for the original Xbox. And that was Sega GT. We got to see Fanny Star Online in there, Panzer Dragoon, Orta, Jet Set Radio Future. There was a couple. Shenmue 2 even came up with a DVD of the first game there, right? So you never know. This is a huge history, long history with both companies. So I would like to see more of that in the future. I know Fanny Star Online 2 is exclusive only for Xbox. It's not available on PlayStation or Nintendo Switch. Again, that's a partnership. And if you listen to the interview that we recorded with Will Full Spencer on episode 1000, he was praising Sega. He was mentioning Sega a lot. So, and also talked about Fanny Star Online, you know, because I brought up of a game that got canceled that was an exclusive for Xbox back in the days. So that was True Fantasy Online. It was an open world RPG. I think the game was ahead of its time, and it got canceled. Nobody knows what happened after that. But I asked that question to Phil, and he brought up Sega randomly. He was just talking about the company for a while, you know. And true story, people don't know about this, man. But when Phil Spencer tweeted about him coming on to the show, to GTR, this was like back in January of 2020. He was in Japan. He was in Japan with Sarah Bond and the team because they had a lot of meetings. They were promoting S-Cloud and Xbox Game Pass, etc. And that's when he got to see Fanny Star Online before it came out. It's like I did a presentation and all that stuff, man. You know, so I hope we get to see something really, really cool between Sega and Microsoft. That will be a dream come true. It's going to remind me of the old days of like the Sega Dreamcast and all that stuff. So that will be really, really cool. You never know. So fingers crossed. I don't know who else agrees with me, but please let me know. Hit me up, fanmail@gamertagradio.com, or give us a call, 76-273-7GTR. That's 76-273-7GTR. All right. So yeah, great question, man, about Sega and Microsoft, man. All right. Great, great question. All right. Is there anything else? Is there anything else? Any other questions? Please post them in the chat or Discord, and we can continue with the conversation here. All right. All right. So let's see. Let's see if there's any other question I would like to read over here. Give me one second. Give me one second. All right, so in the chat, we see D Sane says, I'm looking forward to anything from Obsidian. That's a great thing, man. Now, I know there was a new update from Grounded that just came out last week. We had the Obsidian team at G4. I was helping with them with that interview and everything. And yeah, they talked about Grounded. They're working on the official retail version of the game. Hopefully, it will come out sometime later this year, but they're getting close. They're getting really, really close. But I know there's a very, very small team that's working on Grounded. How many people are working on the Obsidian new game, Avowed? How many people are working on that? And also, they're working on multiple projects. Multiple projects. So I'm excited. Hopefully we'll get to see something at the showcase, man. All right? All right. All right, so Gabri wrote, remember when Bethesda showed Fallout 4 in the summer and released that fall? Incredible. See, that's the type of presentation that I like. Don't talk about the game at all. Announce the game, release it months later, 2-3 months later. I love that. Or if you wouldn't even want to show people that you have more confidence, say something like, this game is available now. That works too. I'm okay with that. I love that. That's a huge, huge surprise. And actually, here's a prediction where I think might happen. There's been rumors for a while that we might see the return of 007, the 64 version, which is going to come out on Xbox and also come out for Nintendo Switch. If you go back during the Xbox 360 days, Rare worked on that game, a remastered version. And I think contract issues or what, it never came out. But there's videos during that time in HD of 007 GoldenEye. And it looked great. So, but instead of releasing that game, we got to play Perfect Dark, the original Perfect Dark from Nintendo 64, and a bunch of other Rare games, right? But there is a possibility during the Xbox showcase, Xbox might say, this game is available now on Game Pass, or you have to buy it, whatever. And I could see that happening. I could definitely see that happening. And you know what? I'll play it. Now, is it a groundbreaking game or anything like that? No, it's not. But it's an iconic game that I think people are going to be very, very excited to play that again. And I'm okay with it, man. So do you guys agree? Do you think if they announce GoldenEye 007 available right now on Game Pass or whatever, even Nintendo Switch, will you be okay with it? I'll be okay. I'll be excited. I'll play that right away, you know? Now, I personally think that Perfect Dark is a better game, in my opinion. It has bots, multiplayer, a bunch of stuff you can do in there. Way more than 007. But I'll play the game. I'll play the story and also multiplayer. We'll see. All right, Ken Blades asks, since Starfield got delayed, what game do you think will make up for the void if it were to come to Game Pass during the holiday season? Okay. Great question, King. A game. I don't know. I think it's going to be really hard for a game to surpass the hype of Starfield. First of all, we haven't even seen anything with Starfield. We haven't seen no gameplay, anything like that. It's just been like clips and docuseries with the team and Todd Howard. But I don't see any game getting even a bigger hype than Starfield. So I think Elden Ring is going to do pretty good this year. I think it's going to win a lot of awards. Game of the Year status. I could see that happen. But as of right now, I think Xbox needs to show games. It doesn't have to be better than Starfield, but show us a roadmap. Show us a roadmap. Release some games this year, first party and third party. This is going to get us busy and excited for the rest of 2022. And then next year, get ready, guys, because next year is going to be a lot of games coming out on Game Pass. It's going to be a lot. So I hope everybody's ready for that.
This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, guys, so let's continue with the show. But first, let's talk about our sponsor here. We're proud to be sponsored by Zero Carbs Bud Light Next. If you haven't tried it out yet, it's a super crisp, unexpected amount of flavor for being zero carbs. Plus, this is the perfect drink to try it out during the summer, during all these game announcements like Summer Game Fest, Xbox Showcase. I know there's a couple other ones. I think PC Gaming Show. This is the perfect drink. While you're watching all these press conferences, you try this out and you're going to enjoy it. Now, Bud Light Next also shared an exciting announcement a few weeks back to celebrate Earth Day. That they are certified climate neutral and have an ambition to be net zero in the future. In partnership with Climate Neutral, they're measuring and offsetting last year's carbon emissions and implementing reduction plans for future emissions through partnerships with organizations focused on reforestation. As a barrier-breaking brand, they're taking a bold, bold action, just like the consumers, to make a better future for generations to come. In honor of this milestone, they're also working with leading esports partner League of Legends Championship Series to offsite 100% of electricity used during the spring finals this month with clean, renewable sources from wind power. So, Gimmick Tire Radio listeners, you can learn more on Bud Light's next climate neutral certification and how you can reduce your carbon footprint at BudLight.com/net zero future. That's BudLight.com/net zero future.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
Cool Six says, do you think Microsoft may announce Game Pass coming to any other platforms like Steam or Nintendo Switch? No, I don't see that happening, Cool Six. First of all, I really doubt this is going to happen. Well, Steam Deck, you could play Game Pass there already if you have the Steam Deck, because pirates play multiple games there. But it hasn't really been pushed like that, you know, and I really doubt it's going to be on Nintendo Switch. That's not going to happen. Nintendo's not going to let that happen at all. So, but here's the thing, guys, and here's the question I have for the listeners, for everybody who's watching Twitch and everything. Do you think, and I had this conversation during S-Cast, make sure to check it out. Do you think having too many games coming out during the same year, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I think it's a good thing, but it depends how you release it. Let's go back to the year where Nintendo Switch came out, right? When Nintendo Switch came out during that time, there was multiple games throughout the year that came out. Every month, there was an exclusive first-party game. Nintendo has never done that before, ever. And it was perfect for the Switch, man. Perfect. Mario Kart. Some were ports. Some were brand-new games. But it helped push the platform, the console, even more. Now, there was a year that Xbox kind of did it like that. And I feel like it was a lot of games coming out during the holiday season. There was Blue Dragon, Lost Odyssey. I know there was, Halo during that time. I can't quite remember. 2007 was a crazy year in gaming overall. Bioshock came out that year and everything. But the only way it will help a company like Xbox is to have multiple games throughout the year, but make sure to be different genres. If it's too many of the same thing, like during those days, was too many of first-person shooters. Not good. If it's 1 month RPG, another month a shooter, another one sports, like that will work out, I think. A very small group of people will buy it, only one game, and us, the hardcore, we probably buy everything, but that's going to be, that's different, you know? So, yeah, that's a great question, by the way, man. But yeah, Rob says, choice is always good. Because not everyone buys it all. It is true. Not everybody's going to buy every single game. Now, Rob, here's the thing though, man. This time is a little bit different because now it's Game Pass. So with Game Pass, people are going to be downloading multiple games because they want to check out the games. They want to check out the service. It's different than buying games. Back then, I get it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, just want to say that real quick. Very quick. All right, let's see how many minutes here, man. Ooh, 35. Cool, man. All right, so I'm going to stop recording the podcast here, and I'm going to play some Evil Dead, and I'll play with you guys. All right. Everyone, thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio episode 1209. Remember, P and Power is going to be joining me in the future. We have a lot of cool stuff coming up in the future. Very excited about it. And we're excited about Summer Game Fest, Xbox Showcase, Star Wars Celebration, Gamescom. Who knows if in July we might see some PlayStation announcement. You know, usually PlayStation likes to wait after all the announcements goes out. And PlayStation have like their own show. There's nothing going on during that time. And I think it's going to happen this July. I don't see PlayStation doing anything big during the Summer Game Showcase or Summer Game Fest week. It's going to be a totally different time for them. So, but remember, guys, head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. You could also find us on any podcast app. Just search for GamerTag Radio. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all types of podcast apps. Just find us there, follow us, subscribe, and make sure to share the content. That will help us out. Now, if you would like to be part of our family discussion, here's how you could contact us. All right, guys, thank you for listening to this episode, and I'll be back next week with more cool content. Remember, this week, a lot of cool announcements from us. One of them, Microsoft Latino Interview Me, is going to be available this week. And there's another surprise, which I can't say anything. I have to wait until it gets announced. All right. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.